a rather harsh proclamation here. John starts out speaking to Jesus because he's miffed. He's upset because somebody is casting out demons in his name, in Jesus' name, but does not follow us. There's some interesting facts with just that alone. As Father has said, we're in the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're in the Gospel of according to Mark. We're in chapter 9. A few paragraphs before, in the beginning of chapter 9, the disciples were trying to cast out demons, and they were unable to. You probably recall where it was like, well, we casted them out. We strive to cast them out, Lord, but they wouldn't. And Jesus replies about these are the ones that require and can be casted out by prayer. That's in the beginning part of this chapter. Another part that was interesting is John says, we try to prevent him because he does not follow us. It's a matter they don't, with John, it was a matter of thinking that it's a matter that he has to belong to our group. It would have been more proper if he said that he didn't follow you, meaning Jesus. And Jesus lays it on the line. It says, look, they're doing it in my name. Don't prevent it. Do not prevent it. Because if they're doing it in my name, they can't be against us. And more specifically, they cannot be against Jesus Christ. For whoever is for us cannot be against us. It's one or the other. It's also our choosing, too. Do we choose Jesus Christ? Or do we just talk? Mighty deeds done in his name. Mighty deeds in some cases could be that as simple as anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink. Or you giving that drink of water. It doesn't necessarily need to be something that's grand. It's not a matter of trying to seek rewards, even though it talks here of we'll lose his reward. It's a matter, not so much a matter of, I'm going to do this because I'm going to get something out of the deal. It's that a good deed does not go unnoticed in the eyes of God. It's either one or the other. Follow Jesus or not. There's no in-between in this case. There's no blending good with evil or good with bad. And Jesus really lays it out as far as those who would cause any of these little ones who believe in me to sin. It's very graphic. Great millstone. Cast them in the sea. It's not something to play around with. This is our life. And this is to be our choosing. Because God has given us free will to accept God, in which we should. Because there's a lot at stake here. It's called eternity. You know, when we sometimes look at headstones in the graveyard, we look and we think there's two dates there. There's the birth date and the death date. Being that I'm the director of Catholic cemeteries, I sometimes have different views on these. And in this case, it would be a birth date into this life, and then the birth date into eternal life. How are we doing on that goal of eternity? Jesus is very graphic about a matter of cutting off your hand, cutting off your foot. Better to be maimed than to go into Gehenna, which was a contemporary term, which was for hell. And that really exists. Hell exists. It's amazing how many of us can believe in heaven and have no doubt about heaven. But we start wanting to question about hell. That's our destiny. That's our eternity. Heaven or hell. Now, Jesus did not mean for this to be taken literal, but to be taken very seriously. Because if you imagine for a moment, and this was a figure of speech, but if you imagine for a moment that this is to be taken literal, how many of us would look differently today? I know I would. Because the only thing that I can proclaim is that I am a sinner. And that I am constantly in need of God's mercy. And in God's love. And people will think that, well, with God's love, there shouldn't be any hell. Everyone should just go to heaven. And in fact, so many believe that we're all just going to heaven. Now, make no mistake, that is our hope. It should be our hope that each and every one of us goes to heaven. And even the greatest sinners, such as in the example here of deceiving the little ones, we should pray for their salvation. It's what we're called to do. And more importantly, pray for the little ones that have been left astray. It's justice. It's a matter that in eternity, it's a matter of justice that we strive to do the best we can to follow Jesus, if that is our choosing, because of our free will, that we eventually will make it to heaven in eternity. But if there are no consequences for our actions, what's the point in any of our actions? The whole theme, the thread that goes through this whole passage, is a matter of our actions have consequences. Each and every one of our actions has consequences. Now, in this case, consequences is not to be looked upon as if it's a negative connotation. In this case, consequences is a matter of results of our actions. And this is where it comes down to for all of us when we're talking about Gehenna or we're talking about hell. When we talk of heaven, of eternity, Jesus lays it on the line. It's something that we should really reflect upon on a daily basis with some kind of an examination of conscience. Examination of our actions. Now, I wouldn't want to drop this in a negative note or a fire brimstone or hatred kind of a thing or mean and nasty. God is love. Whatever your situation is in life and what state you are in right now, remember, God loves you. And it's the unconditional love. For God cannot love you any more tomorrow than what God loves you right now. How are we responding to that love is really what it comes down to. It's that with our actions. Because this life is not the end. We're going to be saying that in a few minutes when we all together say, I believe. Do we? That's what it's all about. I can remember Father Eugene Jacobs, who was the pastor at Blessed Trinity many, many years ago. I knew him back in the 80s. It was a haunting statement he made to me that I had never, obviously, forgotten. He looked at me one day and he said, Douglas, remember, you're going to live forever and ever, whether you want to or not.